Hello, welcome to the Heavy Dice Podcast. This is our alternate game that has slowly become our primary game. Tonight we have Thomas Davis.
Hello, I am playing Brazil, the human wizard.
Sullivan Mallow.
Hey, I'm playing Carve the Slasher.
And Eric Wilhelm.
Hey there, I'm playing Cowan, the human sorcerer.
Joining us is Matt Soleil.
Hello. I am playing Dathrin, human rogue, with a backstory that is not known to me at this time, but will be at a future date.
Perfect. All right, yeah, so you are now at the house. You've gone through the portal. You've taken your gold. Your party is not visible from where you are, which is outside, but the front door is open, and you can see a statue inside. The rest of you guys, you have just seen the unwelcome written in the broken glass in the conservatory. You notice that one plant in this room is still flourishing. It has fat black berries.
If I look at the ceiling above this fat blackberry bush, does it look like maybe something was leaking, some water's been dripping into this plant that would allow it to survive better than everything else in here?
Oh, no. Something else entirely.
Hey, anybody got any skills or knowledge about the botanical world? Could you maybe identify this plant? I don't know what the fuck it is, but maybe you do.
Yeah, let me take a quick look at this.
All right, and at this point, Dathrin, you can, if you want, you can move into the house.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and move in and then keep an ear out for any noise or sounds that I'm hearing.
Yeah, so the door straight ahead to the north is open as well, and you do see somebody walking around in there.
Then I would love to go inside after checking at the door that they don't look hostile.
Yeah, he's pouring over some books, and he looks up as you enter, and he says, "Well, hello. I am Dr. Von Richten. And you are?"
"I am Rafton."
"Oh, let me look at my list. Rafton. I don't see Rafton."
Let me also probably roll a deception. that's a 20, a natural 20.
Whoa.
Maybe can you check the book twice?
Oh wait. Maybe I spelled it wrong. They wrote down Dathrin. Is that?
Oh.
So it should be.
Yeah.
Rafton?
No. That's. Did I say my alias? My apologies. It's Dathrin.
Oh. So just to get it right, is your name Dathrin Rafton? Or Rafton Dathrin?
It's actually Dathrin. So good you say it twice.
Oh, okay. Well, your the rest of your party is are somewhere around. I think they were sleeping in a closet earlier, but I left them there and I came back. I found something very interesting in this book. It's a picture of a of a cat.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah. And if you turn it sideways, it's like a cat on its side.
Get out. Like it's standing up or it's laying down on its side.
Exactly.
I'm going to be backing towards the door out of this room to the left.
I think I heard your friends, the rest of the great hired crew of Question Corporation. I believe they are up in the conservatory there, because I heard a lot of crashing. So I could only imagine they found something else.
So you're in here rotating a cat picture while they're sleeping in a closet, and now they're in a conservatory?
Oh, I've been studying. I know what to ask them, but it's. the ghosts, that is. I'm getting kind of tired. It's getting kind of late here. I don't know if you're experiencing any sort of jet lag or, I guess, portal lag, but I'm getting ready to probably go to sleep here in a minute.
Okay. I've heard rave reviews about the closet. Definitely check it out.
No. I have in the corner over here, I have a nice little bedroll right here. I can just lay here and sleep. So do you want to go meet them in the conservatory while Colwyn figures out this plant?
Yeah. I want to okay. Come down. Do I immediately know what the conservatory is or where it is?
The door's open and you can hear them.
Okay. Boom.
All right, so I've got my face right down in this big, juicy blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
Enough about me. What about what's going on in this room?
So I'm taking blackberries to the face, and I rolled a 16. What do I know about this thing?
Oh, 16 is not bad. You recognize this plant as a belladonna.
Good idea to take that to the face.
What do I know about this plant other than that it's called a belladonna?
You don't want to eat the berries?
It's a member of the nightshade family.
I'm going to immediately pick one of the berries and turn to Carve and say, hey, you want a snack?
Is it good, or is it one of those poisonous berries that you hear about?
It's just like those muffins or cupcakes we've been eating.
I find that exceedingly hard to believe. One of them is an uncooked fruit. The other one consists mostly of grain.
I mean, most people eat their fruit uncooked, but okay. So do I know anything about this plant? Like, is there any particular reason this might be here, or is this just a random plant in the conservatory?
Yeah, I mean, there's no real reason that you've discovered why it would be here, but maybe that's something that you can, you know, now you have some knowledge it's a belladonna plant. Maybe there's some, you know, history or some information that you can glean by reading books or having someone else read books, or you could ask the doctor or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to mention to these guys that this is a belladonna, and don't eat the fruit.
Oh, hey, Rathrun, how's it going? I didn't see you there.
Hey, yeah, why is this guy just eating this plant?
I'm not eating it, I'm just
shoving
I'm just sniffing it.
Shoving it in his face? Is he sniffing it to see if it's poisonous or not? Classic.
Well, there's another very similar plant, and really the only way you can tell the difference is if you sniff the berries, and you got to get them right up on your nose. Like,
yeah.
There is actually another way you could tell. You could try.
I mean, if you want to eat one of these, go for it.
No. What are we doing in here? Are we just identifying plants?
Well, as you can see from the glass here, we're finding out that we are uninvited.
Well, that was... That was written before I showed up, so I don't know yet if I am invited or uninvited.
That's a good point.
Point of clarification.
That's a good point. Well, the three of us are uninvited to the conservatory, and the rusty plants over there, or the rusty tools over there in the corner, they didn't take kindly to us.
The rusty plants don't like us either, though.
Speaking of rusty plants, are they all belladonnas in here, Mark?
The only one that's alive is the belladonna. You can't really tell what the other ones were, but they don't all appear to be a berry-producing bush. Okay. Some of them may have been like, may look like that they were like rosemary or some other, you know, some other stuff.
Yeah. Did I see any magic?
No. There's no magic.
No magic. Gotcha.
Is there anything else in here that would attract our attention?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to say to the guys as I'm walking out that I'm bored with this room. And I'm going to go to the next room.
Okay, so here's what we know so far, Dathdun. There's a couple of ghosts, and there's one really perhaps mean ghost who the other ghosts don't like. And the ones that aren't the mean one told us to go underneath the balcony, and that's where I died. And they seem to be sort of like vying for control of the house. And whenever we did a seance, they were, like, sort of fighting each other, I guess. And we really have, like, zero info.
So this is some turf warfare that we've stumbled upon?
Yeah, but there's at least three ghosts.
And these fellows are hunting a house and want us to clear it of ghosts. And for our handy use, we have a Ouija board and a seance table over here. That really hasn't been helping us very much.
No.
I guess we offended them originally, and they just told us to get lost. and then we had a little more information the second time. But mostly, I think we're trying to check out the whole house. We haven't been in this room next door, where Carv and I are standing. And also, in the kitchen, we found stairs down, probably to cellar, which would actually be, that's pretty close to where you died, wasn't it, Carv? Although you were outside the house at the
time. Yeah. We put some flour on the stairs to check if anything came up or went down.
Yep.
And there's some significance with ravens in this house. All the portraits on the walls have, like, ravens in the background, and there's a book in with Dr. Rudolph that has a big raven on it. They're called the Keepers of the Feather, but we don't really know if there's any significance of that. Like, we've also found a small statuette of a raven, so there's something related to that in the home, but we haven't figured it out.
Hmm.
Did we ever check out the chimney witch?
We found a muffin in the chimney, but like, we didn't find a witch.
But we're still checking all the chimneys, right? Because the spirits told us to check out the porch and then the chimney witch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were told about under the porch, evict the chimney witch, and seek the witch stone. And something about these nuts.
We also found a cursed battle axe under the porch. That's what was under the porch.
It seemed pretty clearly cursed. Yeah. But, you know, if you're into that sort of thing, it's surrounded by a bunch of upturned rakes out there beside the house.
So we want to go into this next room and see what we get?
I think so.
Yeah,
because the only place we haven't been is down in the basement or in this room.
I'm going to try to open this door with my mage hand. Does it open easily? Aha.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I'm just going to walk right on in.
It's a ghost.
Try not to trip over the demon while you're in there.
That's where I shoved him when you guys did something else. He's not really there.
Okay.
It was the only dark area. I don't remember what he was. I think it was like just a ghost coming through. I'm just going to kill him.
Sometimes dead is better.
So you open this door, and this is another room that is quite similar to the room just south of it, where you guys saw a ghost go through the fireplace, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have ended up in this room. There's no spirits or anything in this room. It's exactly the same. It's kind of like it's got a bunch of different weird furnishings in it, a lot of different knickknacks and crap like that. I think in the other room you found, like, I don't remember, it was a snow globe or something. You found something in the other room that was a little bizarre.
I think, was it the goblet that fills itself up?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go straight over to the fireplace and look up inside and grab the cupcake.
All right. You grab a cupcake out of the...
Wait, a cupcake?
What kind of... Are they muffins or cupcakes?
Muffins. They're muffins.
Oh, sorry. Okay. What flavor of muffin do I have in my hand at the moment?
Roll a d6.
Oh, come on. Apple cinnamon.
It's not going to be apple cinnamon. Five.
Alas.
Five? Right. It's apple cinnamon.
Oh, I'm going to turn to Dathrin and say, here, you can have this muffin here. Why don't you take a bite of this?
No! Carve, like, slow motion dives
I'm
on
getting
it.
Mixed messages.
I really think you need to eat this muffin.
Well, Carve just jumped on top of the muffin, so I'm not sure.
Oh, no, I'm certainly going to wrestle this away from him.
Not to overstate things, I literally got 50% dead in that last room. I'm traumatized from being engulfed in inky black tendrils.
And that's why you can't be trusted, so I'm going to give the muffin to Dathrin, who clearly is the most sound of mind right now.
I'm gonna turn sideways and pretend like I'm eating it, but slide it down like my face.
Sort of the Cookie Monster thing.
do I need?
Yeah.
I think it's sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. So that's versus perception.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to see if you're eating it. I guess I have disadvantage because I'm exhausted.
I rolled a 9.
I rolled a 15.
I was thinking that Dathrin was gonna roll a natural 1 and end up eating it.
Accidentally put it in my mouth.
Mm. All right. So was it good?
I can't believe you just ate that right in front of me. You know it's my favorite. Oh,
he's been jonesing for that for like the entire time. I've made him eat blueberry chocolate. What was one of them, a bran muffin? I don't even know. He's eaten some things, but he was really wanting that apple cinnamon.
I'm going to check out this room while these guys jack around with the muffin.
The muffin puzzle?
Let me know when the muffin puzzle, when my detect magic expires.
Yeah, well, not expires, but it does, something is indicated.
Okay.
It seems to be coming from a drawer in that little side table there.
This thing?
Yep.
Also, I'm just going to point out that this place is creepy as hell. It's like completely surrounded with hunting trophies.
It's a man cave.
It's a death cave. All right. It looks like, Mark, that something's in the drawer, probably. Something magical might be in the drawer.
It's either in the drawer or it is the drawer. Yeah.
Okay. With my mage hand, I will gently open the drawer.
It seems like it's locked.
Oh, hey, do you need a lock, a key for a locket? Because I've got one of those.
I think this is where they keep their delayed blast fireballs.
if I have anything to do with it, it is.
I'm going to turn to Dathrin and ask him, hey, so did you find a key or anything in that that muffin? We've been getting keys out of all of ours.
I must have just eaten the key.
Then you should probably throw that up right now, because we're going to need a key.
Or just wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. Wait till you get imprisoned, and then presto.
Maybe it's stuck in your gums or something.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can regurgitate it. So I'm gonna turn away from you, and I'm gonna squish the muffin to see if I can find a key.
You do not find a key in the muffin.
It smells festive in here.
Oh, I can still smell it. It's tormenting me.
It was so good. I'm sorry. I just keep on burping. Oh, yum, yum, yum.
Okay, are any of us thieves? You're a thief, aren't you, Dathrin?
Yeah, we're 50% thieves.
Maybe you should bust out some thieves tools.
Yes, I can thieve tool. Okay.
Come over here and apply your tools
okay.
to this.
Okay, I will apply my thieves tools.
You have disadvantage on this because your fingers are a little greasy from the muffin.
23. Oh my god.
Did you roll disadvantage?
I'm just going to slide my crowbar back into my bag.
17.
Yeah, still good. You definitely picked the lock, even though your fingers are a little oily or greasy from the... It seems like it had a lot of butter in that cinnamon muffin. But yeah, you popped the lock on this drawer.
I could have picked that lock.
Now for someone else to open.
Well, I'll do it with my mage hand if you want. That might be the safest way. There's something magical in there. Mark, can I tell anything about the aura of the magic?
It's illusory magic.
I will use my mage hand to draw open the door.
All right, you draw open the drawer. There's a bunch of stuff in there, but there is some magical glow coming out from underneath the pile of stuff. There's like pencils and quills.
Ketchup
and...
packets.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I will, with the mage hand, rifle through there till I find the glowing object, and then...
There's a bunch of very small copper coins.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really know what to do with, but it's they, for some reason, keep them in the economy.
Yes.
Yeah, so you rifle through there with your mage hand. It gets stabbed by something, and you have to pull it back and put it in your mouth because your mage hand is pricked by something in that stupid drawer.
I cast Mage Mouth.
Wait a minute.
Mage Band-Aid.
Why do you have that spell?
That's for later times.
Yeah.
When Bryzel's on watch,
right,
quote-unquote.
Yeah. I just need my own closet, guys. It's just a quirk.
So you see a, like a brooch, like a little pin. It is shaped like a raven. Mm. And it is emanating this.
Is it even real?
Magic.
Okay, I'll bring it up close to my face. See if there's. I'm gonna try an Arcana roll if that's legit to see if I recognize any of the symbols. This raven, I suppose, is consistent with the other ravens we've found around here.
That is exactly right. It is. It this looks like, you know, this is something that you would use maybe to, like, you know, close a cloak or just to wear on a pretty dress.
Okay. Here comes my roll. Oh, man, I'm rolling terribly today. All right, that's an 11.
Oh, that is not good. With that roll, you do realize that whatever this thing is, it doesn't appear to be like a one-and-done situation.
So what you got over there?
Yeah, have a look at this. I can't make much of it. I think it's a more complex than a single-use object, but that's about all I can make of it?
I guess I'll just look at it from the hand. And I rolled a 24.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. This is definitely some sort of magic item that probably was done by a high-level magic user, much higher level than you guys would be right now, which I think is still one.
Right. All magic users are higher level than we are.
So I don't really know what else that you can learn without testing it out.
Well, in that case, oh yeah, I look at this thing, I immediately look at it and go, I know exactly what this is, and pluck it out of the hands of the mage hand. I'm going to try to use it how you think it should be used.
It doesn't seem like it requires any kind of gesture or components or whatever to make whatever the spell is come out. Looks like that you'd probably need to fasten it to your clothes.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna put this by right down on my lapel. This is going to be my new... This is it for me. Like, I've got the little statuette. I got some bling on my jacket now. Like, this is going to be it for me. I'm adopting the keepers of the feather.
All right. So what do the rest of us see when he attaches this to himself?
He instantly dies.
He dies.
You see a fool.
You see his insides.
He looks like a noble.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, all right. Calvin, this seems to have drastically improved your otherwise unremarkable appearance. Like, he looks noticeably better.
Oh, yeah, no. He looks like himself, but like if he had more money than Bahamut. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, even his clothes look cleaner and maybe even more frilly.
You guys want to get out of here? Maybe go to the bar, pick up some chicks?
Probably now have like an overcoat, you know, whatever. Like you look good. You look dapper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm digging it. All right.
He looks good enough to have three wingmen. So I'm also curious about this. Is that a blood stain on this couch?
It is a blood stain on the couch. But in your world, it looks like wine.
Clearly that's wine. All right. Is there anything else of interest in here?
Well, Colwyn's very interesting.
I'm the most interesting man in the room.
Anything of comparable interest?
That giant rat that's in the room doesn't exist.
And there's a giant spider, too. Oh, it makes my skin
crawl.
Yeah, oh, is there? Where is it?
Just above the rat.
Right beside me.
Oh.
Looks like a cockroach.
Ugh.
Yeah, this map designer just, like, had some fun.
This went nuts with the taxidermy.
Exactly. So the whole thing is that there's all these weird knickknacks and whatnot everywhere. And so, like, in this room, the idea is there's a lot of different trophies hanging on the wall. You can see there's, a moose and I don't know what those are, like, wraiths? I don't know what those fucking
things
are.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
Wait. Is that an R-O-U-S? I didn't think those existed.
Yeah. So yeah, they're supposed to be like just like a bunch of weird bullshit in these rooms. But yeah, don't take... And when you go to a room and you look at it, don't take it exactly what it looks like for fact.
Yeah. I mean, so along those lines, should I be paying any more interest in this wine stain? I'm actually really curious about it. Or blood stain, whatever it is.
Why don't you taste it?
So... How about I get close to it taste and I check it out? If it's a...
So how are you going to get close to it? It's a wine stain.
I'm gonna
are you going to like
walk up
try to like bring a bottle that like it might like and
he's scared that the stain is going to attack him.
I'm going to borrow the Raven brooch.
Quickly, stain the couch with wine in one spot and blood on the other and see which one looks more like the stain.
See, I'm gonna actually in one of my hands, I'm gonna get out the goblet, the refilling goblet, and I'll swirl it around and I'm gonna kneel down in front of the couch here and I'll be gonna compare the wine in that goblet to the wine on the couch. Obviously, if it's been sitting out there, I wouldn't know if it's the same, but I could tell the difference between red wine and white wine. You know,
yeah, it's both red wine.
And I could also probably tell the difference between Pinot Noir and Arterial Spray.
I believe it looks like they're Merlots.
Okay, all right. All right. Do you need a roll, or is that... There's, I'm fine if there's nothing else to be discovered.
We can take this as far as you want, man.
Roll for vintage?
I don't know. It looks to me like this is a lost cause. It's either wine or blood, and I mean, feel like we can leave it at that.
Clearly something's going on in this house.
Otherwise, we're going to have to get some experimental.
I mean, I can piss on the couch if you
stuff
want.
Stuff going on here, and, like testing the fabric and like.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm ready to go right now.
I don't
now.
Really think we have time for that.
Lick it.
So I'll just tell them it looks like it might be similar to this. I'm not sure if it has any relevance. Some cosmic forces are leading me to believe this might be a red herring, as well as a red grape.
You think I'm a cosmic force? Thank you. That means a lot.
But, you know, I've got a goblet full of wine now, so I'm going to smell that, and if it doesn't seem dangerous, I'm going to take a test sip of it, and if that doesn't seem dangerous, I'm going to down that goblet of wine.
Yeah, and it after you down the goblet of wine, if you swirl the glass, it refills.
Yeah, I'm not going to swirl the glass. I drank it, and then I'm putting it back away. I wrapped it up in my pack, and I'm going to wrap it up again.
Why don't you give me a wisdom save?
Wisdom save. Okay. Ooh, I finally rolled decently. 18.
Okay. Yeah. Seems like that wine seems like a particularly good year.
Okay. So it's just a good Merlot, but I'm not like magically healed or anything. I don't get back any hit points or anything, right?
Nope. It has no healing properties whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to make my way back to the kitchen where that basement entrance was because I feel like that's where we need to go next.
Yeah, good idea.
No, you know what? I think, no. We've been in here a long time. Let's go talk to Dr. Rudolph and see if he's got somewhere we can take a good rest in.
All right, you had me until let's go talk to Dr. Rudolph.
All right, well, you hang out in the hall, and I'm going to go talk to Dr. Rudolph and find us a place to sleep for the night.
Also, why is Dr. Rudolph
so fine?
That.
Dr. Rudolph is extremely fine. I think he's got like two or three brooches on.
Why is he a photorealistic woman?
It's the doctor.
I don't remember who that woman is.
That looks like Scarlett Johansson.
That is who it is, Scarlett Johansson. In the Avernus adventure, when the hag went to the spa, when she came back, she was to look like Scarlett Johansson. I don't think that joke landed on you guys very well because I don't remember if we were using... thought we were using Roll 20, but maybe we didn't that time. Something happened to where I know that Scarlett Johansson, that I had this token for Scarlett Johansson, and I wanted to dump it on the screen, but I think that we were not using Roll 20 that night. It might have been something that we did in person, or we did with the camera, or something. So I just know it didn't land. I know the joke didn't land. So the reason why I used that is because I didn't have one for Dr. Van Richten. And so I thought, hey, I've got Scarlett Johansson, let's use her.
Well, I'm perfectly happy. I like the doctor a lot more already. I mean, he and I were on good terms before he became Black Widow.
Excellent. So he is curled in the corner sleeping.
I'm gonna nudge him and be like, hey, Dr. Rudolph, where can we sleep for the night?
Here, just sleep in here, just curl up.
Wait, this guy was Van Richten the whole time?
Yes, his name is Rudolph.
Are you serious?
Van Richten.
All right, so I guess we're just going to sleep in here for the night, guys?
Is that not okay? Or...
Wait. Okay. Do any of you guys snore? If you snore, go out in the hallway. The rest of us are going to sleep in here.
Didn't you guys just sleep together in a closet? You should know if you snore or not.
We weren't sleeping. We just took a rest for an hour.
Yeah, we played board games.
My apologies.
Do you need anything else, or can I go back to sleep?
Yeah, go back to sleep. I'm going to come over in this corner here, and I'm going to unroll my bedroll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back to the closet.
I'm going to get out my makeup remover kit and I'm going to start taking all this stuff off because, you know, I can't be expected to keep this up forever.
I'm going
to
rest here unless the door opens this way, in which case I will rest over here.
I'm just going to sit at the table because right. I literally just showed up like 5 minutes ago and I'm wide awake.
Yeah, you take the watch, actually. That'd be great.
Yeah, actually, this is quite good. So first off, let's start. I'm going to come back to Dathrin. Let's start with Carve. Carve, you go into the closet. And you curl back up on the chair, whatever it is that you pulled in there. You're starting to doze off when through the wall walks a ghost. And it is the ghost that you saw before standing next to the doctor when you guys first went in to do that first seance.
Hey, how's it going?
He kind of like, you know, shrugs his shoulders. And then he sort of points at you and he makes like with his hands together, like little sleepy time. And then he points to his eyes, and he points to the door.
Oh, you're gonna keep watch?
He shakes his head, yes.
Well, thanks, I guess. I don't think you have to, but thanks. Unless you're watching out for, like, some ghostly thing that I can't see, in which case, that's dope.
Yeah, he gives you an okay sign and a thumbs up.
All right. Weird to think the first thing I said when I got in here is that I wanted to stab you, but anyways.
He kind of makes a motion like, aw, aw, like his little hand, aw.
Oh, you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Daphne, yeah. I am going to move you over so that you can see what is actually on the table. On the table, there are some open books and some closed books, and it looks like there's a bunch of scribbly notes that the doctor has been taking. But prominently, sort of in the middle of this table, is a spirit board, and there is a planchette on that spirit board.
What?
Planchette.
This.
Yeah, I'm thinking about what I can ask the spirit.
It moves to here, to greetings.
Oh, hello. Oh, great spirits. Oh, most attractive spirits. greater than me and all everyone in this room. What mystery can we unravel for you to help you?
So what mysteries can we unravel for you?
To benefit the spirit.
So it goes... So EVI,
okay.
It basically goes around and it writes, evict the chimney witch.
Okay. How do I know you're a good spirit? Probably should have started with that.
Yeah. It goes around the board and it says, no idea.
Okay, well that's not, so I'm kind of 50-50. It's not really clarifying anything. What's the chimney witch's name?
It writes out, no idea.
Okay.
Wimney. Her name is Wimney Chitch.
Yeah, that's it. Wimney Chitch. Could you evict Wimney Chitch the chimney witch?
Well, then I got two more questions for the spirit. First off, is there any traps that I should know about? Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, now I have two more questions. I was thinking something a little bit more substantive. Quick follow. This is actually one.
A two-part, two-part question.
One yeah. A.
We're yeah. Still first part. Still first part. What should I know about? What trap?
I feel like that this time it's been 8 hours and we're ready to wake up.
Let's see. It starts, it goes.
Okay.
No, C-O.
C-O. Yeah, C-O.
Oh, fine. Oh.
That's
C-O-N. It spells conservatory.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We are, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
mail that to
and
last
then
week.
My second question. After the previous set of questions, should I sprinkle pocket muffin into Cowan's mouth while he sleeps?
Oh, you ass. Ooh.
Okay. Well, like, is that a hard no? Or. No, it's not a hard no.
It's not a hard no.
So yeah. No, not a hard no, a yes or a no.
Okay. So you said, so is, no is no, not a hard no. And it goes.
Okay.
B-A-S. Bastard.
Base? Okay. Base.
I knew I was going to get to use base tonight. Excellent. Yeah, no is not a hard no.
No is not a hard no. So yes, it is a soft no.
It just depends on how big of an enemy you want to make.
How much do you want him to suffocate on a muffin tonight?
Right?
He tried to get me to eat the muffin, and I...
But you don't know why. You don't know why.
I don't. I don't know why. But I. It was very suspicious when you asked.
That's fine. I just. That's okay.
So now I'm gonna find out why you wanted me to eat it. Cause I'm gonna sneak just a little bit of pocket muffin into his
pocket muffin.
It moves again.
Oh. W. H. O. Who. A. R. E. Who are. Who are you? I love that song. That is such a great song. Oh my goodness. Great. Great point. Big CSI. No. You don't like the song. You hate the song and you want to talk about it. No. No, you don't hate the song. You do love the song. I'm so excited to hear. No. Okay, I'm getting some mixed messages. No.
Is this all because Matt can't be arsed to come up with a backstory?
Farewell. Okay, you're saying greetings. Okay, this is awkward because the conversation's kind of dragging on, but I'm trying to walk towards my car, but you're walking in the same direction. Yes. Oh my god. The ghost wants to know if I have kids because it wants to sleep with me. That is a hard yes. This is why I am not sleeping in here.
Oh, see?
C-O-U-L.
Could
be.
Could be.
You said it's a hard yes.
Oh, if I play my cards right, yes.
Oh man.
Well, you know what would really set the mood? Just a little pocket muffin in Cowan's mouth. Just a yes, thank you. I'll be back to see you later.
Farewell. All right. This is such a visual medium. It doesn't work well for the podcast.
Yeah. I know, but I really love that you've got the actual board there, the planchette and everything. It's very cool.
All right, I'm sneaking some of this muffin into Colvin.
Yep, I need you to give me a stealth check.
Can I have advantage because he's asleep? Well, sure. I also have a +7 on stealth, so...
Well, you better hope you roll better than that.
Do both.
That was a unnatural 20.
And you're putting this in Cowan's mouth?
Yes, and it's just like a fifth of the muffin.
I'm gonna choke on this 100%.
I'm peeling back his mouth open a little bit, and I'm just kind of setting it right on his tongue.
I mean, part of the thieves' tool kit it comes standard as a muffin funnel.
Oh. A muffin blowed gun.
You know, all things considered, about 50% of the thieves kit is muffin related.
It's weird. It's weirdly specific.
I'm good. Okay, so the muffin's in my mouth at this
point.
What,
you're going to roll evasion? What are you doing?
Here's what's happening. Calvin, you were having a pleasant dream.
Ooh. We're having.
That's right. Of... I don't know, maybe it was like Van Richten and you at a nice party.
Oh, okay.
Bucket was there. Then, for some reason in your dream, you taste cinnamon.
Ooh, doctor, doctor. I didn't know your butthole tasted like alcohol.
Oh, all the way.
I know. We were nowhere near that. You just dove off the precipice.
Hey, there's a blood hole.
I know. We were really wording our way around that very well.
You see the doctor putting away some preparation H and says cinnamon flavor.
Oh boy! I got this from my secret Santa.
Oh shit! Okay. Then your dream starts to change, and in your dream, you see a room.
Okay.
And in the room, there appears to be a child's room, maybe two children. And there is a rocking chair in one corner of it, not really placed in the corner, but between these two beds. And there are a bunch of toys on the ground. In the chair, you see this woman, and she is apparently looks like she's asleep in this rocking chair. Past you into the room comes a woman who is dressed in the garb of what you would associate with a servant. And she goes over to one of the beds, and you sort of peer over her shoulder, and you see in the bed, you see a very young toddler girl. And the servant sort of sits the girl up a little bit. The girl looks like she's in the middle of a sleep, but, you know, groggily, like, rubs her eye as she's sort of picked up just by the back of the head. And the servant feeds the child something from a spoon and then lets the child lay back down and sort of covers her up and then moves over to the other bed. And in there is a male toddler. Looks to be maybe twins with this other child. She does the same thing. She lifts his head up and feeds him something and then begins to leave the room.
So am I just like a spectator here or can I interact with them?
Why don't you see what you can do?
I'm gonna see if I can stop the help.
Okay, and, what do you do?
And ask her, I'm just gonna walk in front of her and put my hand up and say, what did you just give them?
You walk in front of her and sort of put your hand up. It almost seems like she bumps into you, but then sort of moves through you. So it's almost like on her face, like a little bit of a confusion, but she just continues through. But you feel something hard in her crotch area. Damn it. I thought I was getting through that. You feel something hard in a pocket of her apron as she passes through and continues down the hallway.
I'm gonna try to catch up to her. Since she walked through me, I'm going to see if I could just catch up to her and reach into that pocket of her apron and grab what I suspect is maybe a bottle of whatever that stuff was she was giving them.
Yeah, so you do that. She stops at one of the doors and kind of like peers through. And at that point, you reach in and you pick the bottle up and you're holding it and you see, and there's like a little label. And all you see is ESS and BEL, and then you're back out of the dream.
ESS, BEL.
Yep. So ESS was above, and then BEL was below. It was like you're seeing the beginning of a label.
Essence of Belladonna.
Oh, look at you!
Unfortunately, Brizel did not see any of this.
Yeah. I have no idea. I have no idea what this means.
Brizel wakes up out of his sleep, and he just yells out, Essence of Belladonna!
It immediately falls back asleep.
Yeah.